This is Stateside for Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. For 6 years now, the Detroit Unity Temple has held a quilt exhibit in February. Many of the quilts, not all, but most, are tributes to African-American history. This year, a quilt that's getting a lot of attention is named Strange Fruit. The woman who made the quilt is April Shipp, and she joins me now. Hi there.
Hello, and how are you?
Just fine. Let's start with what I'll call the alarming part of your exhibit, two hangman's nooses. Why are they part of the exhibit of a quilt?
The quilt is entitled Strange Fruit, A Century of Lynching and Murder, and it is comprised of the names of some, but not all, of the men, women, and children who were lynched in this country in a 100-year period. I chose, Lester, to not show their mutilated bodies. I could have done that, but I wanted to leave them some dignity. So I chose to just have the instruments of their death present in this quilt to grab you, to shock you, to say, this is what happened to them.
Describe the colors of your quilt.
The quilt is comprised of different textures and shades of black. As you know, all black is not black. I have some silks, some satins, some polyesters, some wools, cottons, corduroy denim that I've used in this particular quilt, and that was to represent the person's status in life. You could be a sharecropper or a congressperson or someone returning from the war and be murdered in this fashion. So that was why I chose different kinds of fabric. The names are embroidered on the quilt with gold thread, symbolizing that they are all precious in the eyes of God. At the top of the quilt, it is dedicated to, well, of course, it's called Strange Fruit, but it's dedicated to Ida B. Wells, who was a journalist who fought tirelessly for anti-lynching laws in this country because they weren't illegal. It wasn't illegal to take someone from the jail and lynch them. People didn't go to jail for that. It was no crime committed for that.
The name of the quilt, Strange Fruit, of course, comes from the Billie Holiday song. You documented 5,000 lynchings of black men, women, and children. How did you go about your research?
There's a book that I referenced. It's called 100 Years of Lynching. And I also went online on the internet and I researched looking for different names and looking for counties for the names of the lynching victims. It took me 3 years total to complete the quilt from start to finish. And, you know, the quilt, Lester, if I can tell you how I started the quilt, the quilt actually started, believe it or not, with an episode of Oprah Winfrey's show. She had on her show, author, her name was Kathleen Thompson. She wrote a book called Faces of Our Past. And in the book, there was a beautiful book about African-American history and women in history and photographs of us in history. And I happened to be flipping through the book. I was in a bookstore, and I was flipping through the book, and there was one photograph in the book that shocked me. It was a photograph of a mother and her son who were lynched in Oklahoma. It was May 25th, 1911, and they were lynched over the North Canadian River, right? Now, at that time, I did not know they lynched women. I had never seen a lynching photograph of a woman, but just men, for the most part. So I searched for who this person was. I didn't know, because the caption said, unidentified woman and child. That bothered me, that this person was murdered and no one knew who she was. So that's how Strange Fruit began, looking for who this person was in this photograph. I later learned that photographs were taken of lynch victims. They're called postcards. It was not uncommon or illegal to go to have a lynching postcard right on your back, right on the back of the comments, you know, had a great time, wish you were here, put a stamp on it and put it in the mail. And it would get delivered. Not a problem, which is shocking to me in this country. But it did happen. So once I found out who she was, I was determined to find out who the others were. Her name was Laura Nelson. She was around 33 years old when she was murdered. Her son's name was L.D. Nelson. He was about 14. And they were accused of stealing a cow or livestock. The sheriff came to their house, and I believe that her son, who was 14, shot the sheriff, you know, and then they both claimed that they both said that they shot the sheriff instead to not have them both be arrested. Didn't work. They were both arrested. They were taken to jail. The mob came to get them from jail, 40 men, at night. She was raped, and they were lynched over this bridge. And when I saw that, that troubled me so. I just couldn't believe they would murder a woman like this, you know, and without a trial. The mob was your judge, your jury and executioner.
The names are listed by state, and under Michigan, there are two names. And then you embroidered the words, 27 are unidentified. And from that, I assume there are more names out there across the nation. Do we have any idea how many more?
We do not know. Because in Laura's case, no one came to claim her body. When she was hanging from this bridge, her family did not come and claim her body, right? So a lot of times, people who were murdered in this fashion, their bodies were not claimed. Or you find a body in the woods. Or you find a body burned at the stake. Or you find a body hacked to pieces. No one knew who they were. So there are many states where you have people who were unidentified. One thing that I can say is I Louisiana, to my research, I've come that there were 993 unidentified people who were just found dead, who were just found murdered, lynched, raped, burned, whatever. And we don't know who they were. There are lots of folks who will never know all the people that were murdered this way.
So somebody comes to the temple and they're looking at the quilts and then they see yours. How do they react to it?
So still, they're quiet. Because when you see it, it's 10 feet tall. And it's 10 feet wide, and it's pretty large. And so when you realize what it is, you have to steel yourself. You have to, because you're looking at our ancestors who were murdered in this horrible fashion. And so I've been present when people have actually found their grandfather's name on the quilt. The quilt was at the Charles Wright Museum downtown a few years ago, and I was standing behind a woman. She didn't know that I was there. And she actually found her grandfather's name on my quilt. It became real for me then.
Yeah, that had to make your heart beat.
It did. And so when I show Strange Fruit, older folks from the community will come out and tell me their stories of who they saw murdered or lynched. It'll bring back a memory of when she was a child and she saw this body that was hanging. Or I was talking to a woman who said she was playing in her front yard in Alabama, and this truck pulled up with the Confederate flag on the back of it and threw a body out of the truck in a croaker sack in front of their house and kept moving. So people will tell you their stories because of Strange Fruit. You know, we as African Americans, we should not be ashamed of this. I think that a lot of times we don't want to talk about it because we're just afraid of it or brings back memories of this, but this is through no fault of our own. These are our people who were murdered, and they should be known. Because they were all born, and they all loved, and they all, you know, hopefully loved, and had a family, and they had a life before they were murdered.
So where would you like to see this quilt go next?
The goal for Strange Fruit is to get it to the Smithsonian in D.C. I'm trying to get this, because right now I store it, right? It's almost 20 years old. It's time for me to give them over to the public, you know, and I really want to have it taken there. So I'm working in earnest to get my quilt to the Smithsonian in D.C.,
Well, the best of luck in that. April Shipp, the quilt Strange Fruit, which honors those African Americans who have been lynched in this country. It's part of an exhibit of many quilts on display at the Detroit Unity Temple through the end of this month. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.